Praise the King of Glory. I hope you're having a fantastic day. In Jesus' name, I've got a word from the Lord for you. A simple word, but also profound in the spirit to understand it. We are to be walking in the life of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. He literally believed that the new life he had inside of him was the life of Jesus Christ. And I want to point out just one unique thing about the life of Jesus you might not have thought about before. The life of Jesus, the same life that's in you if you're born again, when it was here, we saw what it was like. And one of the chief characteristics of the life of Jesus Christ is that it is an identity centered life. Man, when you begin to see this, it's so powerful. You will never be able to walk in the life of Jesus until you comprehend that, until your soul begins to understand that, and you know how to allow that identity focused life to flow through you. Now, what do I mean by identity focused? If you remember when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by Satan, the temptation was, if you are the Son of God. Jesus was constantly identity focused. Even from the time he was young and he was in the temple there, he said, I must be about my Father's business. He was always focused on identity. And so whenever the enemy came against him, that is what he actually attacked. That's what the enemy tries to do to stop the life of God from accomplishing its purpose, is he comes against the life of Jesus Christ by trying to get that life to doubt its identity. And this life of Jesus is always an identity-focused life. This is why Jesus said so many I am statements. Now, we all think, well, he's God and he is. And we like to focus on these things as something unique to him. But this is not just unique to him. He wants you also to have the same life that was in him being manifested in you. And the life of Jesus constantly made identity statements. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the true vine. Jesus was constantly making these statements of who he is, what he is. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That is how his life acts. It's how his life behaves. And so I preached a long time ago on us making I am statements, but it didn't hit me near as hard as when I began to understand that we actually have the life of Jesus Christ, and we should be walking in the same thing and doing the same thing that he did when he was here. Now, obviously, that's going to only happen when the body comes together, because we're all individual members of one large body. And we'll see more and more of that as the days approach when the body enters into maturity and the sons of God are manifested in the earth. But until then, every single one of us have this life of Jesus Christ inside of us. And if we want to know how this life behaves, how it represents itself, what it looks like, then all we have to do is look at the life of Jesus. That life of Jesus is the same life you have. And that life is an identity-focused life. It's always focused on what it is and who it is. This is why you cannot really walk in the power of the Father like he did until you know who you are and you constantly confess who you are and you don't let the devil cause you to doubt who you are. Do you know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? You need to say that, not just once, but you need to say that all the time. I am the righteousness of God. I'm not righteous for God. It's not because of my behavior. If I'm born again, I am the righteousness of God. His life is in me. I am his righteousness. That's who I am now. He has made me his righteous. He became sin. I am the righteousness of God. Do you know Jesus, before he left, he said, you are the light of the world. Do you know that you can make that statement from your spirit and it be totally true? I am. You can say, I am the light of this world. You are. If you're born again, you are the light of the world. It's easy for you to say Jesus is the light of the world. And it's uncomfortable many times for us to think of us making those kinds of statements. I am the light of the world. Do you know that you are the door and you are the gate for some people to be saved? You're the only door, you're the only gate they'll ever experience. I am the gate. I am the door for people to come to the Father. Why? Because you have the life of Jesus. You're the one that He's using to lead people. You're the gateway. You're the open door. And I know religion wants you to say, oh, no, 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 that's not me. That's just Jesus. Listen, you have the life of Jesus Christ in you. And that life must be identity focused, and you must be able to make very similar I am statements that He made. Otherwise, you're not going to have the power of the Father flowing in your life, because it's through that identity focused life that the power of the Father is manifesting, knowing who you are, saying the right thing out of your mouth. So God bless you. As I said, this is going to be quick, and I'm sorry if my words are all jumbled up. I know I don't ever say it perfectly, but I'm praying that you get this revelation in your spirit, and that you allow the identity-focused life of Jesus Christ to begin to dominate you and manifest in you, and you become identity-focused, and you know who you are in Christ, and that's what you confess until you see the power of that manifesting in your life. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.